Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we were talking with Schaefer. Seems as if the Raiola timeline is going to be just a little bit different than we anticipated. That his trips, it appears as if there were trips planned in April, but with spring practice at his school, his high school, his new high school, and he's also been training with a pro trainer, that he is going to kind of slow down on the visits. The only official visit so far that's been set is in June to Georgia. And now that doesn't mean they're not going to do an official to Nebraska and to USC and to Oregon. They probably will. I would anticipate they will. But just the fact that the trip to Georgia isn't planned until June tells me, honestly, we may not get a decision until closer to the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, Schaefer brought up the Arch Manning comparison from last summer. And, yeah, that was when he committed. Now, I'm with him in that I don't think it's going to drag out to, like, a December, certainly not a February.
No, I just pointed that out to say if people are getting impatient, it's like technically he can take this sucker to Christmas.
But usually quarterbacks, of course, they commit early so then they can recruit, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. The question that I am asking right now is, was the intel bad or did something change? My guess is it's probably the latter more than the former, and Schaefer in particular brought up the USC visit that he took. And that does kind of, John, it seems to be a nice, neat dividing line of the discourse and how we discussed him and maybe what changed. Now, could that just be because it was a visit after he had come to Nebraska, he had the surprise stop by, yada, 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 or did something change? Did they really sway him maybe in a way that, you know, we didn't think that they could or that they hadn't at that time? Not to mention, man, I mean, it's Lincoln Riley. It makes all the sense in the world. So, just interesting.
Well, you know, going back to last off season, when he committed to Ohio State, Lincoln Riley had barely started at USC.
That's true.
So
he hadn't even coached a game yet.
Yeah. And so, you know, he really didn't get a chance to experience or see that program doing what it does. Nebraska obviously has changed.
Yes, a lot.
In the last year. Oregon has gone through changes. And so I think what you're getting is, yeah, it's possible, you know, that the Raiola family or Raiola himself gave off vibes that, oh, man, this is a perfect place. This is a great place. But it's almost like he's going through the recruiting experience all over again, because the situation that he under which he committed or was recruited last year is now completely different than it was when he committed originally to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the schools that were in on him are now completely different, with either different coaching staffs or more established coaching staffs, different situations. And so it's almost like, push the reset button and you're back to a year ago. And that is going to naturally hold things off. And I think, you know, with each different visit, and we kind of joked about it a few weeks ago that, you know, once he visits one place, well, that team's now in the lead. Put in all the grum balls for that school. He visited Georgia. He liked Georgia. Grum ball for Georgia. But in reality, that's just kind of the way the process goes. It's been so long since Nebraska has been involved in a high-profile recruiting.
Yeah.
Where they had a real chance.
Yes.
Micah Parsons They were on the periphery of Micah Parsons, but I don't really think they had a real chance at Micah Parsons.
Agreed.
And that's just one example, but that's the one that immediately flashed to mind. It's been a long time since Nebraska's been in on a recruitment like this. And obviously, with the caliber of the player and the position that he plays, Nebraska's never been, in the modern recruiting era, involved in a process like this. And so we joke about it. We talk about the Rayola coaster, but that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just when we thought, oh, the ride is over. I can exhale. Here comes the next loop-de-loop. And we're going through one of the loop-de-loops right now.
Yeah, I think that you are spot on in that part because I think that Nebraska not ever being in these discussions has also caused a lot of anxiety just in the standpoint of how these things go. Like, so, because you said it's been first time in a long time. So I was thinking, okay, five stars that they've been on. You just mentioned one, Micah Parsons. There were a couple others, you know, a Darnay Holmes. But even those guys, I'm not trying to poo-poo them, but they're defensive players. This is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine Gabbert, 2008 quarterback, class of 2008. Ended up, of course, at Missouri, but he was a long-time commitment to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
He was a five-star. And even Blaine was ranked, as I just looked it up on Rivals, 14th in the country at that time. 14th. That's nothing to poo-poo again, but it's not number one, and it doesn't have the ties. And they got him, if I remember right, so early. He committed so early in that process that, you know, there wasn't the stress of it. And now you compound that with that it has been that long, mm-hmm. that they haven't been through these things before, and that recruiting has just kind of changed, and that the modern recruiting, even now in 2023 and 2024, is way different than it was for a guy in Blaine Gabbert that committed in 2007 and was going to sign with them in 2008. JD points out, he says, remember, Dylan has a lot hanging over his head, too. He might not even be eligible to play football at his new school till most of the season is over. That won't even be ruled on till August.
Yeah, and that's got to be weighing on his mind, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's just trying to figure out, hey, can I play football next season? So, yeah, this isn't terribly unusual, and I wouldn't be terribly distressed about it. Other than if you're literally living on pins and needles and your stomach is doing flips every day with every piece of news, you're going to have to suffer through the fact that this is going to last a little bit longer. But my advice to you, those people would be, even if they don't get him, the fact that they're in on this so early and they have shown an ability to recruit at a high level is extremely encouraging.
How about they got back in on his recruitment after seemingly they lost out on it?
Entirely.
And I know they have his uncle, but otherwise this staff had to completely build a relationship.
Correct.
That had seemingly been sullied because of the former head coach.
Exactly.
The worst head coach in Nebraska football history.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That alone is encouraging. And so if they don't end up with him, it will not be the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, Nebraska's kind of been at the end of the world for the last few years.
Are you saying it's been rock bottom?
I mean, it's close.
Yippee says...
They can see it from here.
Yippee says, if I was a five-star quarterback, I would pick Nebraska. Why is this so difficult? It's a good point. Hard to argue with that.
Sure.
I would too, John.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, definitely.
I can eat at Muchachos.
Oh. I can listen to 1620 The Zone if I am driving into Omaha.
My gas prices are lower than they are on the coast.
Oh, that!
But they're lower in Omaha, so I would probably pick Creighton.
If you're Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If I were a five-star quarterback, I'd actually pick Creighton because the gas prices are even better.
Dumb debates,
Omaha,
which again is now a Thursday segment.
Right.
If he were to commit to Creighton, would they bring back football? What if Dylan's like, look, I've studied all the universities. I want to go to Creighton. Father Hendrickson.
They literally would start up the program.
It's like the reverse Gorbachev.
The reverse Gorbachev.
Build up that sport. Bring it back. They could play at Morrison.
Sure. Yeah, they could.
You could be there, the voice of the Jays.
Only if they bring back the classic disapproving Blue Jay.
Oh, from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. They were wearing those on their
What
on
do you
their,
want? Creighton brings
pullovers.
Back football. What's the helmet look like? Is it just the C?
Yeah, it'd be the C with the bird head in the middle. Yeah.
Or do you do the angry bird head?
Well, that would be the Flash. That would be the throwback uniforms.
Yeah.
Actually, the throwback uniforms would be leather helmets because that's literally what they were wearing the last time they had a football.
That's all. Oh, but then people wouldn't like that because they'd say it looks like a jock strap.
Yeah.
That's what they say about the Nebraska ones.
Well, you know, the tournament is still ongoing. Even though we're celebrating the return of baseball and talking spring football, the tournament
of great significance, John,
is still here. And there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So if you're like, oh man, UConn's on a roll, this is the perfect time to jump in on the UConn Express. And then they don't cover. You can get back that money in bonus bets if that first bet doesn't win. All you need to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620.
John, not to mention, baseball is back in under 24 hours, and we'll go through a bunch of our season-long prop bets coming up later on in today's show, and you could do that. Maybe you like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim to make the playoffs. You could bet on that.
Well, that would be a great way to cash in on that no-sweat first bet. You don't have to sweat through the fact. You'll at least get that bet back.
Shohei Ohtani.
And you will get that bet back.
Maybe he's going to win the home run crown or something like that. Whatever it is, go to FanDuel.com/1620, like John said, and take advantage. Do not miss out on your shot at a no-sweat first bet for up to $1,000. One more time, FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit is required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BET. Off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.